We've had some broccoli, we've had some non-edible shark, we've had some cod, we've had some shad.
Once all the dust clears, guys, the fish gets turned on in a massive way. And it is the perfect timing because we've got sardines coming through.
As the water warms, it was game on.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back. We are back where we've had a week of a tornado, we've had hailstorms, we've had a dark storm. However, prior to that, the fishing was prolific. Guys, we had seen a new SA record, an unofficial record. In a few minutes, I will tell you the difference between an official and an unofficial record. As for the rest of the species coming out of KZN, guys, we have seen garrick. We have seen some tremendous bottom fishing. We have seen some monster shad. The freshwater scene is performing on all facets. And the offshore side, bottom fishing, guys. Bottom fishing is amazing at the moment. Spinning is dominating that rock and surf. And so, you know what? KZN continues to produce the fish. And later on in the show, we are going to talk about what's on the lips of all KZN anglers and anglers from out of town as well, I guess. We have got the latest updates from our sardine run guru, Jace Govender. That will be added on later in the show, so stay tuned. But before we get into all of that, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Well, thank you, the Kingfisher, for supporting our anglers in getting them the latest, freshest content in KZN and, of course, just out of there as well. So, guys, before we kick off the show, we just want to say our heart goes out to all that has been affected by the storm on Monday. It was homes being destroyed, people without food, water, signal, whatever it may be. But huge shout out to the emergency services that has been working around the clock to assist all the communities that got together to assist the people around them. Guys, KZN has been through this a few times, I guess, in the last few years, and we have recovered. We just pray that the recovery is as quick as we were the last time to get our friends, our family, the assistance and the support they need to rebuild their homes. Now, getting back into the fishing, guys, bear in mind, most of these reports were prior to the storm with all the fish that I'm going to be talking about. However, we do know from past experiences, I think I have reported for over 150 consecutive weeks. One thing I can tell you, guys, after the storm, there's a golden sky. We've always had good fishing a few days after the storm. Once that sediment settles, once all the dust clears, guys, the fish gets turned on in a massive way. And it is the perfect timing because we've got sardines coming through. I was out at sea on Tuesday morning, a couple hours after the storm. Wasn't the world's greatest idea in terms of fishing. Nevertheless, it was a great day to be out with friends, watching the sunrise. However, the conditions were iffy, to say the least. It was the first time in my 20, 30 years of fishing that I have ever experienced myself drifting into the wind. That's how heavy the current was. But since the last storms, the heavy floods, all of the heavy weather conditions, the fishing always gets turned on. And at this time of the year, we know that water being 19 degrees, that's exactly what we need for the sardines to come through. Now, we've got some big winds coming through later on this week, so that is definitely going to assist with those sardines reaching the beaches very soon. And like I said, later on, I will play out a clip from Jace with regards to exactly what's going on with that sardine action and what we can expect from this week's sea conditions and how to be safe out there. So back to the fishing report, starting off on the north coast. Obviously, the talk of the town has been the 14.3 kilo snook, Natal snook, queen mackerel, beauty of a catch. Now, the prior record was sitting at 12 kilos caught in 1997 from a guy named Danny Van Tonder that was caught at Mapalan off a ski boat. This 14.3 kilo snook has been landed off the rocks while spinning by Ashvir Mohan. Guys, I've got a little audio clip from him with how he felt about it and what he was doing. So, let's play out that one before we get into the rest of what was happening on the North Coast.
Good morning. It's Ashwira who landed the monster snook at Tugela on Saturday morning. The fight was incredible. I'm fishing for the past 15 years plus. My dad taught me how to fish when I was small. We should go early mornings, and which I'm grateful that he taught me how to fish. And yeah, I hope this could be the record for the snook that I landed.
Alrighty, congratulations, Ashwir. Well, that is an unofficial SA record. Now, guys, in case you didn't know, so yes, it is the biggest one that we have seen or have documented or recorded or proved to be a SA record. However, what makes it unofficial is that Ashwir is unfortunately not a club angler. In order to claim a SA record, you're going to have to belong to a club and then go through the various government bodies like your SASA and SASCOC and things to be registered to claim a SA record. So that is why when you get this record fish, you're gonna have to be listed under the various government bodies. Nevertheless, it is a catch of a lifetime, and a huge shout out to Ashwir for that mammoth of a snook. Now, what's happening on the rest of the North Coast? Well, Bolito, Salt Rock, those areas prior to the storm once again has been fishing pretty well with some decent sized shad. Now, they weren't crazy, they weren't thick, they weren't wild. However, the ones that did come out were very notable. There has been a fair amount of bronze bream. However, the shark action has quietened down, and there has been one or two odd garrick in the mix. Moving up to the Tugela North Bank, there's been cob coming out of live mullet and on chokka baits. In Voltimouth, there has been some big shad with a few cob in between. Tinley Manor has seen a few garrick being landed. And as for St. Lucia and Richards Bay, lots of shad, a few cob around the 2 kilo mark. And of course, that grunter is coming out of the beach. Moving on to the offshore side of the North Coast, well, guys, a bit quiet on the lower end. However, on the upper end, guys, there has been wahoo, there's been cooter, there has been garrick coming out on the bite. So, North Coast performing pretty well. Now, moving on down to Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler with exactly what's been going on over this past week.
How's it, guys? Hope you guys all had a cracker week's fishing. There were some lovely fish caught on the rock and surf side. Quite a few garrick around. The guys are winning some lovely, lovely garrick. In between that, some big shad, and also tormenting all the live baits, and that have been the grey sharks and the spinners. Lots of spinners to be caught, whether you put in live baits, dead baits, but they didn't matter too much on what they ate. They ate almost everything that moved. But yeah, back to the live bait part. The guys are winning some lovely garrick. Between that, some big shad, cob. There's been lovely, lovely fish caught. Seriously, some good, good fish. The beaches are fired from the stumpy side, the grunter side as well. Diamond rays, there's been a couple around. One, two honeycombs, but that's about it. The sandies have seemed to have made a disappearance on the Durban North beaches. I think if the conditions come right, we still might find one or two. But besides the greys and then the garrick, it's been a bit on the fun side. On the ski boat and the paddle ski side, the guys have been getting some good fun. Lots of cooter around, lots of snook around. Oaks fishing on the bottoms have been getting some lovely rock cods and things like that. And welcome to the Killbeck. They are here, they are eating. And yeah, the guys are getting quite a few of those. In the bay, the grunter have been trying very nicely. No giants, all that 1 to 2 kilo size grunters. Quite a few of them around with some kingies as well in the mix. Good kingies, up to 3-4 kilos. Some odd cob, snappers, things I get. So yeah, the guys have been doing very well. With the bad weather we had the yesterday and the day before, a couple of the rivers will probably have come down, one or two of the canals. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens after all of this. Big seas today, yesterday and today. So hope it opens up some more reefs for us and we can get some more bite. Thanks guys, have a great one.
Well, good day guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah guys, fishing over the last week. There's been some cooter and some snook off the Blue Lagoon and Umhlanga area. Really good bottom fishing happening this time of year. Some really big soldiers and some nice slingers and rock cod coming out. And then, yeah, the guys, the beck have arrived. So, guys, if you want to go out into the deep, there are quite a few beck that have started to come out, especially at night time. But, guys, please remember the quotas. 2 beck per person. Let's keep our stocks for the future and all the breeding stock carrying on. Yeah, so guys, go out there. There's also been some dogger of the pipe area. Yeah, guys, so tight lines and speak to you all next week.
Fantastic stuff, gentlemen. Thank you so much for that report. Guys, I went out with Brad on Tuesday morning. Yeah, huge shout out to Brad, amazing skipper in those wild seas. So prior to that, we were excited. We knew the fish were coming out until, well, of course, Monday. Nevertheless, we went out. We tried to do some slow pitch jigging. The reefs were pretty clean, couldn't get a bite. And with the turbulency, it was best to head back. However, we do know that Keelback is around and we will be out to chase them very soon. Now, while I was out there, the highlight was the water temperature. Well, I mean, of course, the sunrise was amazing, but the water temperature being 19 degrees, that is exactly what we wanted, that strong current, and we've got a cold front coming through again very soon, so that is definitely bound to get those sardines out here in Durban. Now, if you want to go back onto the rock and surf set and do some fishing, well, this afternoon, Thursday, is going to be the day to do it. Tomorrow, we've got a pretty decent window to do it, as well as for Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to be the greatest of times, however, there will be periods in between to get that fishing done, and I will be out on the Durban beaches on Saturday morning getting you some water condition reports and hopefully seeing some anglers out there to tell you exactly what's been coming out. So if you want to see what's going on out there, make sure to find me on my TikTok channel, Angler News SA. Now let's move on to the South Coast, starting off with Gary covering that entire Illovo stretch. Guys, it hasn't been the greatest of weeks, but I'm going to leave Gary to tell you more about it.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here from Illovo on top of the hill. Yeah, that big easterly, those big easterlies for a couple of days, and that, gee, topsy-turvy weather like yesterday afternoon and last night, a thunderstorm. We had 47 mils here, so we didn't get too much of it. I know down Toonie way, they're talking about 156 mils over a couple of days there. The sea, with that east, that big swell coming off the sea from an easterly direction was peaking probably 4 meters yesterday. A few minutes ago when I had a look, it was sort of 3 meters and crunching white water to the back line. A greeny colour, greeny sort of off colour out to about a K and a half all the way along from Caradine right through to looks like sort of Pingo and that from what I can see from here. So the colour's, you know, pretty still okay. I hear Amzankulin that's flowing strongly, but not, you know, flooding, not that muddy colour. So that seems to be all right. I wouldn't like a lot of brown water to cut the sardines off at the moment. There were a couple of greys and a garrick here and there. A live bait had been very hard to get here. You can't catch a live bait at the rocks or anywhere. A mullet was scarce, keeping a very low profile. The river's open. Amzambazi here and Illovo open, but not flowing. But flowing okay, but not. It's not brown and a raging torrent. So let's just sit tight then, and after the next cold front, I think at the next westerly is on Friday, I think after that we might see some activity. I hope so. Till next week then, chaps, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Well, you know what? Not much of the fishing report. Yeah, a few garrick, a few shad, greys, whatever it may be. Nothing, no fireworks, but a great water report. And thank you for keeping that eye out. I'm sure as soon as you get wind here of the sardines, you will be letting us know about it. So, you know, huge shout out to Gary. He sends me water and weather conditions on a daily basis. He keeps me in the loop of what's been going on with the fishing in his area. So as soon as he knows, I will know, and as soon as I know, you will know, so stay in touch. Now, let's stick with the South Coast and running off that saltwater report. Before we get into our sardine report from Jace later on in the show, we've got Adam reporting about a pretty decent week down the lower South Coast until the storm, and he does feel that, you know what, with the predictions, it's purely predictions for this weekend, so there still might be some good fishing coming out there.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well out there with everybody. We know KZN's been hit with some crazy weather the last few days, and unfortunately there's been a tornado, some flooding and hailstones and all sorts going on in KZN. So I hope everybody is safe and sound. But prior to that, though, in terms of fishing, Vinesh, things were really good. We've had some rockhod, we've had some non-edible sharks, we've had some cob, we've had some shad. We've had a bit of fishing action down in Port St. John's from cob, grunter, and a bit of shad off the rocks. We've had a bit of bream close to Glenmore. We've really had some good fishing days prior to this really terrible weather that's just moved in overnight, this cold snap that has hit KZN. Now, what it does mean for fishing, though, is that obviously with the colder water, hopefully with this west coming up through on the weekend, it might clean up a bit. But the colder water, again, might help with the sides. As we know, they like that cold water. Now, in terms of species, we've got Rainier, who recently shot himself a really nice-sized garrick, a snook as well, and a bit of a mixed bag. So there have been a bit of garrick around down on the coast. We've had Caden also now with a nice small little grey popping up. We've got Uncle Les on Margate Pier with a nice little grey. There's been a few smooth hound sharks as well in amongst the mix. We've had a nice size shad and garrick off the block recently. So all of the deep water points definitely producing fish. And we've got Billy with his trusty non-eds to show for it as well. So things have really been exciting down on the coast. In terms of deep sea, we've got Charles and Faith and Augustine off of Me Steph getting themselves some really, really nice big amberjack. So yeah, fishing's been good, Vinesh. Unfortunately though, with this weather that's pulled in, things have definitely gone quiet. We've had some really big seas recently, and yeah, I don't think fishing's going to be too great in the next few days. However, Thursday, looking forward to that because it looks like it's going to be good. The swell does seem to drop quite considerably, to be honest, but looking at Friday, if the predictions stay the way they are, and again, it is just a prediction, we've got a very strong wester coming through, gusting over 40 k per hour winds and a 4 meter swell again. It does, however, drop through on Saturday down to around 2.5 meters plus minus, where again, it drops a bit further on Sunday again to around 2 meters when a bit of an east blows quite gently in the afternoon. So maybe, just maybe, we have a few windows of opportunity this week for the guys to get out and catch some decent fish. But currently, yeah, it's just definitely a no-go until at least Thursday this week. But otherwise, guys, let's see what happens for this up-and-coming week. As we know, predictions are exactly that. They are just predictions, and things might change for the better, which we are hoping for. But otherwise, guys, stay safe out there, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Great reporting out of the Lower South Coast, my friend. Now let's move on up to the freshwater side, Midlands, where it has been firing on all four facets. Jan is going to tell us all about it and an important announcement about the rivers.
Hey there, guys. It had to happen sometime. The snow and the chill is finally here. Guess we can't have summer all winter long now, can we? So now we can commiserate with our Southern Hemisphere friends about having to bundle up for fishing, and out come the jackets and the buffs. On the upside, at least the weather effects up here were somewhat less than those experienced down at the coast. The main freshwater news, of course, is that the trout river season is now officially closed for 3 months. This while the rivers are still absolutely looking great and had us wishing that the season could be extended for a couple more weeks. But now that the real winter weather has apparently arrived, probably best for a closure and let the fish get the rest of their nuptials done and give the little ones a chance to grow out a bit and start moving around. Somewhat unusually, the fishing was excellent right up to the last minute. And you can ask me how I know, because I was out at the closing and had an absolute red letter day. Good flow, crystal clear water, and a bracing 9 degree water temperature at mid-morning, which only rose to 11 degrees by PM, made for a somewhat slow start. But as the water warmed, it was game on. It was a one dry fly day, and I could call it early because I'd caught enough fish to slake my thirst from having been on my home stream on only two single occasions for the entire season. So now we have the long 3 month wait until opening day on 1 September. But as the saying goes, one door closes and another opens. And although the winter still water season is already on the go with a couple of events under the belt, it gets into full swing now with the Canberg Trout Festival this weekend and the Boston Fly Fishing Festival the weekend thereafter. And both events, yours truly is partaking in. So I look forward to reporting on these firsthand. Further events in the local trout calendar are leg 3 of the Tops Corporate Challenge at 27 to 30th. June and the inaugural Women and Waders Ladies Fly Fishing Festival 11 to 14 July. The finals of the TCC is scheduled for 1 to 4 August. These are busy times ahead for the stillwater trout anglers. Last weekend saw leg 2 of the TCC and the anglers reported tough fishing compared to leg 1 that took place some 2 weeks prior. The biggest fish recorded coming in at 59 centimeters, but lower numbers of fish overall. Water temperatures continue to drop and we're reported to be sitting around 15 or 16 degrees. I suspect that the fish know a thing or two ahead of time, and with the winter weather arriving at full steam like it did, with a corresponding drop in air pressure, they started buckling down for the onslaught. With the forecast for the week looking much better, albeit well into single-figure temperature starts for the mornings, fingers crossed that this weather is pretty much blown over by the weekend and fish come back on for the Canberg event. With just a handful of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Stillwater Anglers, It appears that the NFFC still waters were also on the go slow. One return from a high altitude water reported water temperatures of 13 degrees, and with fish getting dressed up into their spawning colors. Fish brought to hand fell into the 11 to 13 inch or 28 to 33 centimeter and 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter classes, with the single biggest fish coming in the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter bracket. Fishing a dragonfly nymph along weed edges was reported to be most effective, and with the fish now getting into spawn mode, brighter patterns will simply add to your catch. For those anglers desperate for moving water, the NFFC beat and the Umkomas also provided some good numbers of scaly. Lots of smaller fish around in the 3 to 5 inch, that is 8 to 13 centimeters, and 7 to 9 inch or 18 to 23 centimeter classes, but with the odd larger fish showing up in the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter range. Copper, silver and pink beadhead nymphs were the order of the day. The bass fishing has picked up again, with some good reports coming from both Albert Falls and Midmar. Event 5 of the Joey's Towing Tournament Trail took place this past weekend on Albert Falls Dam, and heaviest fish of the day came in at 2.51 kilos from Team Seabeam and Team Trelly Draw PK Builders, taking the win with a 5-fish bag of 8.562 kilograms. Congrats to all anglers. A great rig to try for bass this winter is a swing head jig with a weedless wacky hook. Nose hook the soft plastic to give it some more action, and a floating plastic is great to use as it will float off the bottom, making it look like a bait fish feeding on the bottom. The carp have also been active on Alberts, and with the boat anglers targeting them on dry fly with hopper patterns. Guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a great report. Four facets, bringing in the fish. And yes, that river season is closed, but you know what? There's still some other trout to be caught. I will be doing my trout fishing in 2 weeks' time, so I can't wait. Rubbing my hands for that. I'm really eager to get my freshwater fix in over the next 2 weeks, because thereafter, it's all about the saltwater sardine run. Guys, speaking about that sardine run, I have got an update from Jason this morning, and this is the most honest and accurate news you could get for what's been going on with the sardines.
How's it, Videsh? Sightings have been few and far between over the last couple of days, simply because of the big sea conditions, and we have got lots of our rivers that's come down through the heavy rain that has caused the sea to be discolored. So it's very difficult to see sardine, but far out at sea, definitely some action in the Transkei with birds, dolphins, and sardines. But we honestly believe that there are pilot shoals in KZN, but still far out. And the sardine could make an appearance anytime, right on our doorsteps, which is Durban. So, yeah, it's all about just being on the lookout and following the birds and all other eyewitnesses along the coastline to see where they are. But definitely fish in KZN already. We should start seeing a lot more action as the sea settles. With regards to the large seas we're expecting towards the latter part of the week, good for sardine movement, but not good for the general beach user, because it'll be coupled with the spring tide, and that's not very, very good. Big swell, spring tide means water coming up higher up the banks. So if you're not sure the terrain and the conditions and the water, rather be safe and stay away or stay on higher ground where you can be safe. We should see some very big swells towards the end of this week, and that should wash far up the beaches and onto the rocks. So my advice is stay away from the rocks when they got those big swells, especially on the low tide when it looks safe. And then when that water turtle starts to come in, because the spring tide, with the big swell, it'll come in very fast and furious. So all of a sudden you get waves washing over those rocks. So rather stay clear of it and be safe.
Thank you, Jace. You had me by the fish are here in KZN. That's all I needed to know. Well, actually, I'm kidding. We needed to know about that safety conditions for this weekend as well. So, yes, guys, there are some big seas, heavy spring currents coming through. So, yeah, be aware. Now, two things about the spring tides and sardines. Well, guys, this past week, we've had our sardine run forecast as a podcast from Jace on ecr.co.za. That's where you can go and get the latest download of what's been going on, a full-on interview from Jace and myself. And for more sardine run updates, well, stay in touch with us. Jace is going to be part of our show, giving us the latest updates of what's been going on. We will have this over the next couple of weeks. On Friday mornings, you can catch me on East Coast Radio, The Breakfast Show, at 6:40, where we'll be talking about the sardine run as it's building up even more and the excitement is growing. And if we were, oh yes, going back to the spring tides, guys, we were talking about spring tides. That is our show coming up next Monday. We are sitting with Dave Irvine again, and we are talking about moons and tides. Everything you need to know about how the tide affects our fishing and where you should be fishing, on what tides you should be fishing on. If you want to know about ripped tides, spring tides, neap tides, that is the one that's coming out on Monday. But for now, it's all about the fishing news. Be safe out there. We've got some heavy currents coming through this weekend. This afternoon is the time to go fish. If you are listening to this podcast after that, well, this is why you want to subscribe to our show. And always remember, the latest fishing news comes out on Thursdays. ecr.co.za. You will find it under the podcast tab. Guys, Thursday afternoons, it is the latest fishing reports. So, with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.